Are you ready to say goodbye to fear, frustration, and overwhelm when it comes to growing and scaling your business? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. Welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. As a five-time number one international best-selling author and speaker who has been coaching and mentoring business owners and their teams for over 20 years, I created this podcast to be the weekly support group that you needed to get through the toughest days in business. On this podcast, we dive deep into the systems, strategies, truths, and secrets of what it really takes to grow a Beyond Common business. We often dive into things that no one else is talking about, those things under the surface, that when they are in alignment for you or out of alignment, we don't want that. When we get them in alignment, everything in your business and life gets easier and more profitable. So buckle up and enjoy the ride, my friend, because business is not for the faint of heart. Let's go. Hello and welcome to Beyond Common Business Secrets. I'm your host, Tracy Watserino. And in this week's episode, we are talking about overcoming procrastination and taking action toward your goals. So here's the thing. Do you ever find yourself constantly putting things off and procrastinating? Are you ever like, why am I such a procrastinator? What's wrong with me? If so, you're not alone. Procrastination is a really, really common challenge that many people face, and it can be especially difficult for business owners. And then if you add the layer of you're a creative or you're a creative service business owner, you have so much responsibility and so many tasks on your plate that you can get stuck in this overwhelming loop of procrastination. And I'm here to tell you that you can take a breath, just take a breath. I don't want to add more stress to the procrastination cycle for you. So take a deep breath with me, breathe it out. And know that you can overcome the procrastination, even if you've suffered from it your whole life. And you can take action in the direction towards your goals, because I am a recovering perfectionism addict and then procrastination. I used to use my pursuit of perfectionism as my crutch to why I was procrastinating. So my friend, if I can overcome it by implementing these tools, you are going to be a rock star. So you've got this. So are you ready to dive in? Oh, I thought you would be. Okay. So the number one thing that you want to do is to set clear and specific goals. You want to have a clear vision of what you want to achieve so that you're motivated and you can stay on task. The more creative you are, the more clear you need to be. So this is really being clear on writing things down, being specific, using measurable benchmarks, really tracking your progress so that you're clear. I am a huge writer, of course. I mean, people are like, of course, because you have like five books out. The thing is that I write things down in pencil even before I do it on the computer. And a lot of people say to me, like, that's like a double work. It actually, especially if you're creative or suffer from procrastination, it actually will help you get probably 75% more done and quicker than you ever thought possible, because you're fleshing out your ideas instead of letting them spin around. So try it out if you haven't, but write things down. Pencil, paper, pen, whatever you like, write it down. Then organize it in your digital file of how you want it to be. So you want to make sure things are measurable and trackable. Writing it down. Then you want to break your goals into like small, manageable tasks. So sometimes, like, I want to double my income. Oh my God, I'm scared. I don't know where to start. Like, that's different. But if we were to break it down into small, tangible, like little milestone goals, like, that's doable. Like, maybe today it's ask five people that already know and love you that are your clients to, if they have any friends or family that they could recommend to you for your business, or if they know any other business owners that could benefit from your services. So that's a small tangible goal instead of, I want to double my income, right? You want to get more people signed up for your email list so that they can know about your promotions and you can market to them. Well, that's going to help you double your revenue, but it just saying double your revenue is like overwhelming. So that's where these are little milestone things that we can do that are going to really help us be clear. One of the biggest things that I feel like is a huge procrastination in a lot of the female business owner clients that I coach one-to-one or that are inside some of our different Beyond Common business programs, they are so overwhelmed by like the social media marketing piece. So one thing that happens is that social media marketing piece can hold us in procrastination for so long because we like don't know where to start. So this is an area that if you don't know, seek out a qualified coach or consultant that has done this multiple times and that can actually help you. You don't want to hire someone that's never done it and has no clue about running business and how to use social for business. Because so many people out there say that they are one thing and they've never done it, so they don't know. Here's the thing. Like if you're one of the business owners that's like, oh, and we need to post on social media, do not stress about this. The thing is like, ask yourself, why do you need to post on social media? Like, what is the goal that you're trying to get to? Social media itself is not a goal. What are you trying to achieve by having social media be one of the tools that you use in building out your marketing plan? When you're crystal clear on building out your marketing plan and utilizing social media as one of your tools to achieve the goal, then it's not overwhelming. But when you approach it from the standpoint of, I have to post on social media because everybody else is, it's really overwhelming. There's a million channels and you got to break it all down to, where's your dream clients? Where's your target market? Where are they spending time? Start small. But without having a clear goal, that gets you stuck in a loop. So understand that social media is a tool to achieve your goal, not the other way around. So when we're clear, this will eliminate a lot of the overwhelm and stress and frustration that we can often feel that we're creating because we haven't been clear. So remember that social media is a tool, not a goal, right? Okay. So then you want to break everything down into those manageable steps. And then you want to be able to hold yourself. People say all the time, hold yourself accountable, but I think it's hold yourself able. Like you want to set up things that help you feel that you are empowered and able to take inspired action. So if you don't have that stuff for yourself, then definitely sign up to be part of a program like Beyond Common Business Success. Hire a coach or consultant, whether it's me or anybody else out there, it is going to do you good to hire someone to help you if you don't naturally have this. You want to make sure the coach, consultant, program coordinator, whoever you do hire, has done the things that you want to do and can help you get there. So you want to make sure that they have achieved some level of success in the area you're working on and that they're the type of person that you find to be a powerful motivator. So consider finding a coach, a mentor, accountability partner, join a group program, really surround yourself with as many opportunities to get in front of like-minded individuals who will support and encourage you. And you can in turn support and encourage them. So often, you know, we forget that as the boss, we're holding so many other people able to rise up and grow. And we're end up working for all of our employees instead of for ourselves. And the only way to grow is sometimes you need somebody that's going to help you get to the next level. Because, you know, being the boss sometimes can be limiting in that way. Like, you don't have someone constantly checking in on you unless you pay them to check in on you, right? And when you are an employee, sometimes you're like, oh, I think it'd be cool to be a boss, but then maybe it's not, because I do love that she checks in on me and really helps stretch me so that I can achieve my next level of success. She actually cares about me as a whole person. And that's why I've grown so much and achieved so much at this company. Sometimes when people realize that, they're like, well, business maybe isn't for me because I need her. So these are things that come up along the way, but really finding out who you need on your dream team to help support you and hold you able and give you that little accountability push you need, this is where it's best to invest in yourself and spend your money. And then the last thing I want to talk about is get rid of distractions. So distractions are a major, major cause of procrastination. Take steps to minimize distractions, especially if you have squirrel syndrome like I do, or what I call shiny object syndrome, like glitter, oh, sparkle, squirrel. Like if you have any of that going on, you have to be extra mindful. Like I drive my family crazy sometimes and my team. They know that there are certain tasks that we can do together collectively, but then there's other tasks. Like when I'm writing a lot of content, when I'm making a big plan, I will take all day to do it if I'm doing it in a room where there's a lot of people. But if I take 2 hours and totally map out the content, write out what I'm thinking for our next program, for our next email, for the next book I'm writing, when I'm alone doing that stuff, I can accomplish so much more. But then I don't want to like put myself in a tunnel, which I'm sure you don't either. You want to come out for air and test your ideas on your clients with your team. Make sure you're on the right track. But limit distractions, like all those notifications that go off for different social platforms, emails, turn those off so that you can get really quiet and find a place to work. Even if it's just setting these goals and making a plan for what you need next, find a quiet place so you can really work from a place of listening to your own inner guidance and getting really clear. The moments that we have of that silence of really listening to that inner voice is when you're able to create the most miraculous things. Like you'll go, wow, I produced so much great marketing pieces for my business. And I have a real strong plan in place for the whole year because I took the time to really listen. So when you can do that, you'll see, like, go do that and really, really remember that it's okay to take time for yourself. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to hire help. And by following these tips and tricks and strategies, you really will be able to overcome procrastination so that you can take inspired action towards your next level goals. And it's okay to take a step back, listen to the guidance, remember to celebrate all your wins along the way. The more celebrating you do, the more celebrating wins you're going to get to have. So I hope you found this helpful. Thanks so much for being here. If you find this type of stuff really useful, you would love to be part of our Beyond Common Business Success Bootcamp. I strongly urge you to become part of it. The link is inside the show notes. This program is designed for people who want to get crystal clear and have other people around to really help them grow to the next level. It's designed to help you earn more while working less because you're really strategic so that you can really create the dream life that you know you deserve. So I wish you, as always, much success, joy, happiness, and all your beyond amazing dreams coming true. Check out the program and I'll see you on the next one. Take care. Congratulations on making the smart decision to tune in to Beyond Common Business Secrets podcast. We are dedicated to empowering female business owners just like you to thrive and achieve beyond common results. We've provided valuable insights, practical strategies, and inspiring stories to help you grow and scale your business to new heights. Now it's time for you to take inspired action. Don't just passively listen. Implement what you've learned and unleash your full potential. Whether it's optimizing your marketing, honing your leadership skills, expanding your network, or reaching out to join one of our strategic business growth programs. Join our thriving community of ambitious, supportive women entrepreneurs by visiting and joining our Beyond Common Business Secrets Facebook group to gain access to exclusive resources, connect with like-minded individuals, and unlock endless opportunities for your growth. Or feel free to go to our website, TracyWattSereno.com. Remember, beyond common growth is within your reach. Together, we move into truly thriving. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep conquering. Stay beyond amazing, and I'll see you on the next one.